I'm with Johnny Johnston. Johnny, first of all, I've got to take you back to that goal. What a finish that was. And it was came at a really important time as well, because Southport were getting back into the game.
Yeah, it was one of them. I'm always best, the gaffer says, when I just take it early and first time. But I had a touch and just whipped it with the outside of the boot. Scored a couple of them last year, the lads were saying, so not too bad. Good team performance overall.
The goal itself, though, it couldn't go on. I mean, their keeper's had, to be fair, he's had a good game, but he's stood no chance with that one.
No, I think I've caught him out early by hitting it with the outside of the right boot, to be honest. I think if any other 40's got it, because the keeper was decent, he had a really good game. I think without him in goal, it could have been four or five, so I think he had a really good game.
Just talk me through your relationship with Jordan Hume as well. You just seem to have, I mean, I said it in the commentary box, it seems a bit like telepathic, really. You seem to know where each other are. I know you've played together at Salford, you know each other's game really well. How important the work he does as well. Superb.
Jordan's an easy player to work with, to be honest. He could makes anyone look good. He's everywhere. To be honest, Jordan, how would you explain Jordan?
Scores goals.
Weird character, doesn't look like a footballer, but very good player. He knows where to be at the right time. We work on it in training. The gaffer gets me out wide, I put it in certain areas, we change each week, and Jordan's there every time. And if I don't put it in the area, then Jordan obviously tells me off, as you've probably seen.
What's the atmosphere like, JJ, in that squad? You know, you've got Parky and Sorves, you know, the management team there. It just looks like a big, you know, you're really together. You've come at Southport tonight, and these are one of the favourites to win the league, and, you know, you've done a job on them.
Oh, great group of lads. The gaffer's recruited in the summer, and he's brought great lads in as well. Willow, Liam, they've settled in superb, and I think the gaffer knew that, otherwise he wouldn't have brought them players in. But they're all about team togetherness, and like I say, it's a great changing room, and we're all like a big family, aren't we? No one wants go, no one wants leave, so it's class.
Well, you know, you could see that. I mean, you talk about team performance. I mean, some outstanding across the whole pitch tonight. I struggled to pick out a man of the match. I thought Goulding was brilliant at centre-half.
Super.
Andy White and Hampson, I mean, brilliant. Full-backs getting forward at every opportunity. And I thought Jake Mullett as well.
Yeah, I was going to say for me.
Mullett's second half was just, he just seemed to rise. He seemed to be 6'10" in that.
He was superb. Yeah. The gaffer just said after, if he hasn't been doing something over the summer, then something going wrong. But no, Jake's been class, even against Leamington. Jake was there. He's class. He's a great captain and great leader on the pitch.
How important, JJ, as well, is it for a squad? You know, tonight, Hancock, who, you know, I know Jordan well, Josh well, I should say, you know, he's come on, he's made a difference when he's come on. But the fact Sean Williams has come in and played so well in the middle of the park as well, Ringo's come off the bench, you know, Max Harrop playing there, everyone's doing a bit, aren't they?
That's it, it's a squad game. Everyone knows it's a squad game. We've got a massive squad. Look at the players out the squad: Dens, Tom Hannigan, James Paul. They've got a really, really good squad, and hopefully we can compete this year. And to be honest, even I'll be out the team, everyone will be out the team, but when I'm out the team, I'll be wanting the team winning, encouraging. That's what it's like in the changing room. It's a great set of lads, great changing room.
Two games in, it's early doors, you've got to keep grounded. You're 4 points though, it's a great, it's a good start. You know,
you'd have took that before, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd have took three against Leamington, point against Southport. We've done it the other way, but we're happy with that, very happy.
But you know non-league football as well as anybody, and it's, you know, no, there's no easy given games, is there? So
it's not.
They won't allow you to change that, you know, that focus in terms of...
We go out to win every game. We want to win every game. If a team outplays us, then that's fair play to them. But we always go out to win the game, as you've seen last year. We'll always do that. We'll never play into a team's hands. But if they get the better of us, then that's, sometimes you have to hold your hand up and say fair play.
Spennymoor on Saturday up in the northeast. You know, it's a long trip. They're a tough team. You know, you go up to the likes of Spennymoor and Blyth. They're never easy places to go. Again, you know all about that. So again, that'll be a challenge, won't it?
Be a challenge, but it's the best time to play them, isn't it? Early on. Don't want to go there in January, but like you say, the pitches are all good at the minute, so we fancy our chances against anyone in this league. As we've shown the last two games, we can compete and do well.
Yeah, and confidence is massive, isn't it?
Confidence is huge, but the gaffer gives you freedom to play. The gaffer's there. He says, if you do something bad, don't worry, go get the ball back. And that's what we do. It's a very good changing room, very good place to be.
You've got your goal scoring off tonight. Have you set yourself a challenge, or is it a bit early for that? You just want to, I presume it's not just that, it's going to be assists for you as well.
I always set myself a challenge. I said 17 this year, I got 20 last year. I'll take 17 and the assists will come. Assists will come. As long as Joe gets 20, 25, then I'm happy.
So you don't want him getting all of them, do you?
I don't mind. As long as we win, Jordan can have them.
Great, we'll play tonight.
Cheers,
pal. Yeah, enjoy your evening.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.